Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Pray that you will go with them, help them to endure temptation
as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We pray that you will bless this broadcast, that you will touch the speaker, that you will send your word, send your anointing, have your way, and let the word of God go out and reach a soul, that somebody might repent of their sins and give their life to you. We know you're able. We are trusting in you, and we are taking you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail. Oh, my yes. God, we pray that you continue to bless those souls, those who have a special prayer request. You know them. You know them name by name. Oh, Lord, touch them. Oh, my God, I pray that you grant their petitions according to your will. Save today, heal, and forgive sins. Blot out of transgressions. Let your people realize that you are able to do all things, oh, Lord. Help today, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, take us through this broadcast that the word of God may be projected. Help us today, oh, Lord. Put the words, all that you've done. We thank you for how you met us today. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Bless us and cause thy face to shine upon us. Help us to do your will. Speak your words. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you right now. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you because you made a way. And I thank you because you opened a door for me. I thank you for your mercy and love. Thank you for your grace, oh Lord. Thank you for touching somebody's heart. Thank you today, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. I thank you for the blessing. I pray that you continue to bless. Continue to look on those souls that came in on today. Touch them, oh Lord. Move in a mighty way. Help them to fall out with their ways and give their life to you. Help them to seek your face. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, and I believe you today. And I pray, Jesus, that you will continue to have your way and let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. This prayer I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Bear Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. And we're so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. So right now we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 102nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 102nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. Read, "Hear my prayer, O Lord," and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, "and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. My enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and sleeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations." Thank God for reading his word out to the last verse. "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Thank God for reading his word, the 102nd number from the first throughout the 13th verses. And again, we thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title I School. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address 100@gmail.com. You can send us postal mail. You can mark it to the mailing address P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy, you're feeling a little bold, you like to have remarks after the word, or if you have a testimony you like to share, a song you like to sing, a scripture you like to read, or you desire prayer, definitely give us a call. You don't have to wait. You can call right now, as a matter of fact. Just put yourself on mute until there's an opportunity for you to talk. The guest call in number is 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. Evangelist Miguel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also a 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays there at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. And also on the every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. Evangelist Martha Caldwell hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Missionary Desi Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family in our prayers. We'll pray for the bereaved Harris family, Sister Maria McBride, who lost her son, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, Erica Hameen, the bereaved Edmond family, the bereaved Ingram family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, LaVon Wilkins Jr., Missionary Lisa Johnson, John Henry, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon and Missionary Gateman's son, Steve Hayes, Muhammad Hameen, David Hameen, Jeff and Jenny Granite, Stephen Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olivia and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, the bereaved Allen family, Stephen and Terrell Allen, the bereaved Carr family, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmonds Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all the souls who are currently requesting prayer, all of the bereaved families especially. And those are all of the announcements I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Neville Edmond would give us words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all those names that were listed on the prayer list. And we want you to know that we are praying for you. And this is what the psalmist was saying. He said he was asking the Lord and crying unto the Lord. He asked the Lord to hear his prayer. And that's what I believe. I believe that the Lord will hear and answer our prayer or whatever it is that we need to go through. So I encourage you as a listener to continue to receive the word of God, continue to look to the Lord, and keep your faith in God, because we must have faith, and without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. We cannot even please him if we don't have faith. So I encourage you today to continue to look to the Lord God Almighty. And now at this time, I'm going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you, Doctor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that introduction. I do give honor to the Lord and to whom honor is due. Thank God for blessing us. And without prolonging the time, let us put our minds on the Lord, and then we're going to go on into the scriptures. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless your name and we give you thanks. Lord, we ask that you will bless us today with your word. Oh, God, let your word come into our hearts and let it remain there in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your word work on us and make us all over. Oh, God, let it take root in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God this day is the Lord's day, and this day we should come before the Lord giving God the glory and honor that's due to his name. For he is worthy of all the praises. And I thank the Lord for the opening prayer, for the scripture that was read, and also for those words of encouragement. So let us go now to the word of God. And I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, starting with St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 19 through 21. Then we're going to the 7th chapter, verses 7 and 8. And over to Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 11. So starting with St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 19 reads, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Receive it. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Isaiah 6, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and your thoughts than, excuse me, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, it shall, excuse me, that it may give seed to the sower and bread, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And today the topic of this message is treasures in heaven. And the theme is make sure your heart is in the right place. Praise the Lord. I thank God for these verses of scripture. And this in St. Matthew is after the disciples wanted Jesus to teach them how to pray. And he began to teach them and also give them instructions on what they should do when they pray, how they should fast, and other teachings and instructions that he gave. And he began to say to them what they should do for the hereafter, recognizing that we didn't come into this world to stay, but we have to leave here. And when we leave, we need to have something stored up or laid up for us in the hereafter. And these treasures that the Lord is referring to is a special place that he went back to prepare for his disciples. Praise the Lord. And the Lord has given us the right to the tree of life because he came down here to the earth to call us back to God. And through the shed blood of Jesus, we have the right to eternal life. Glory to God. And therefore, we have treasures that are laid up for us. But we have to work on storing up those treasures where the Lord said, lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth. People are laying up things or setting things aside for themselves, for future. But they're not considering that the things they're setting aside and things they're setting up, one day they have to leave these things. And none of these things are going to go with us. Praise the Lord. But if we lay up treasures in heaven, if we store these things up, have this to look forward to. And the scripture instructs us in the 7th chapter of St. Matthew, where Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given. We can ask the Lord for our treasures in heaven. And we can seek and find. But after asking and receiving, seeking and finding, we have to take it a step further. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. And what this brings my mind to is that seek the Lord, and we ask the Lord for direction. We ask the Lord for guidance. And then we begin to seek, and we find what the Lord wants us to find as we come to find Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus in our lives. When we knock on the door shall be opened, and he is the door to the sheepfold. When the Lord opens the door and welcomes us in, we can enter into the joy of the Lord and have treasures laid up for us in heaven. But the Lord cautioned us by letting us know that where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. God that is going to give us everything we need. The prophet Isaiah prophesied in the 55th chapter. And the word of the Lord urging us, saying, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. So these are all action words. When we ask the Lord action toward that, you can desire certain things, but we need to ask the Lord by time, or there is a precious opportunity to seek the Lord while he may be found. If we don't take advantage of this opportunity, we could lose out. Hallelujah. Call ye upon him while he is near. As we understand that the Spirit of God will not always strive with man, but call ye upon him while he is near. Glory to God. Don't let that opportunity pass you by. The 7th verse says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God. For he will abide if we will ask the Lord for forgiveness. He is more than willing to forgive our sins and to take them away. Hallelujah. If we take it a step further and seek the Lord, while he may be found, he will reveal himself unto us. Hallelujah. And when we see the revelation of the Lord, when he reveals himself as the door that we should enter, then we ought to knock on that door, and it shall be open. Hallelujah. And the Lord will invite us to come on in. He will welcome us to enter in, because he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Glory to God. And all we have to do is just believe his word. For the Lord God will send Jesus God. That's what it's going to accomplish. And also he mentioned, it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. It shall prosper. Glory to God. It shall be effective. It shall impact the lives of those who hear. Hallelujah. The word of God is not going to return to him void, but whatever he pleases, that is what's going to be accomplished. Praise the Lord. And we ought to let God's word enter into our hearts so that God can work in us. Hallelujah. Because too many have set their hearts on things gone to lay up treasures for yourself in heaven. Hallelujah. Don't lay up any treasures down here on the earth. Thieves break through and steal. The moth will eat it up. The rust will ruin it and corrupt it. I had a nice blazer that I really did like. And somehow the moth got to it and ate little holes in it and ruined it. Hallelujah. And so don't put your heart into anything down here, because everything is going down but the word of God. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage you today to just take heed to the word of God, and remember that we're not here to stay on this earth. A lot to do with what we do down here on the earth. We can put up treasures for ourselves. Don't put it off, but do it now, because we don't know when our last day is going to be. We don't know that, but we need to find out where our treasure is. Amen. Know where your treasure is. If it's down here on the earth, it's time to make a change. It's time now to lay up your treasures in heaven. Praise God. No thieves can break through. Our treasures are everlasting. The treasures are many, innumerable. We cannot even begin to imagine what these treasures are that God has laid aside for us. Hallelujah. But it starts with us. We got to seek the Lord while he may be found. We got to call upon him while he is near. As the Lord instructed, ask, and it shall be given. The word of God is our roadmap. It's our treasure map. We can follow this treasure, this road to the treasures in heaven. This word will lead us from earth to heaven. And when we get there, glory to God, the treasure is there waiting for us. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God. Turn from your wicked ways. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts and return unto the Lord. If you're a backslider, come back to the Lord. The Lord will have mercy upon you, and he will abundantly pardon. He will take away all of your sins. Glory be to God. Though they be many, the Lord will forgive every one of them. And he won't remember them anymore, but he will cast them into the depth of the sea, not be remembered anymore. Glory be to God. And he won't bring them up before you anymore, because God forgives and he forgets. The sins are forgotten once they are cast into the bottom of the sea. Anymore, God takes them completely away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants you to have treasures in heaven. The Lord is extending this invitation to you today so that you can have treasures in heaven. If you would turn your heart toward God, if you would give your life to Jesus, if you will allow him to come into your heart and live there, glory, hallelujah, you can have treasures in heaven. Amen. You can have life everlasting, eternal life, and you can live with the Lord forever. Glory be to God. You don't have to be lost. Hallelujah. But sometimes I know that being down here in the flesh can be tempted on everything around to influence the flesh, to tempt the flesh. As the young rich man who went to Jesus and he asked the Lord what he needed to do in order to inherit eternal life. Glory, hallelujah. And the Lord told him about the commandments, and he said, all of these have I kept from my youth up. But he was lacking one thing, and the Lord pointed it out to him, what he was lacking. Lay up treasures in heaven. His heart was fixed on his possessions. He was on the earth. And when the Lord brought that out to him, this young man, instead of rejoicing and being glad that he only lacked one thing, it was too hard for him to let go of his earthly treasures. And so he ended up walking away sad and losing out on heavenly treasures. Glory, hallelujah. Because Jesus told him, if you would sell all you have and distribute to the poor and then come take up your cross and follow me, you shall have treasures in heaven. He would have treasures untold, unspeakable, glory to God, immeasurable. But he chose to keep his heart with earthly treasures. That's where his heart was. And he just couldn't walk away. Couldn't turn away from it. Hallelujah. But I believe if he would have asked the Lord would help him. The Lord would give him what he needed. He did ask, he didn't answer. But he didn't seek in order to find more of what he needed to do. Neither did he knock. But he walked away after receiving his answer. And that was not the answer he wanted. That was not what he was expecting. And sometimes when God wants us to do something or has a specific work for us, and we ask the Lord about it and get an answer, that's not the answer we want, or that's not what we were expecting. Praise the Lord. But from that point, we need to seek the Lord. Glory be to God. And he will reveal to us what we need to see. And then knock until the door comes open and walk in the door. And he will be with us. Hallelujah. He'll be right there. Glory to God. But I encourage you today, if you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, it's time while the blood is running warm in your veins. Glory to God. While you're still in your right mind. Hallelujah. Don't let this opportunity pass you by, but go after God. Turn your life over to the Lord. Seek the Lord with your whole heart until you find, oh, glory, hallelujah, until the door is open. Knock, and don't stop knocking until that door comes open. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, he declared he would come in. He and his father would sup with you. He'll come in. Glory be to God. So let us obey the voice of the Lord. Let us do what the word of God says. If you really want to know, if you really want to have treasures in heaven, praise be to God. So at this time, let us prepare to go to God in prayer. If you are sick in your body, believe God for your healing today, because God is a healer, and God has the power to make you whole today. God has the power to raise you up.
He does.
Hallelujah, and restore your health. Thank you, Jesus. God has the power to rebuke the incurable diseases. He can do everything. All you have to do is have the faith to believe God, and he'll do it for you. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, oh God, for just giving us another chance to come before you. And Lord, we ask that you'll forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. Oh Lord, while we're praying, search our hearts, oh God, and whatever you're not pleased with, praying for those who have repented in their heart and asked for forgiveness. Oh, God, we ask that you will forgive them and that you will save their soul, oh, my God, and clean them up and fill them with the Holy Ghost, my God. And Lord, let your presence be upon them right now. Let them know that you love them, oh, God, and your arms are outstretched to receive them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for those who are sick, Lord Jesus, and desire to be made whole. Lord, have mercy and heal, Lord. Make whole right now. Rebuke the sickness. Rebuke the conditions, the diseases, oh God, the viruses. Rebuke them in the name of Jesus, Lord, and restore their health. Raise them up off the sick bed, my God. Work a miracle in their lives. Work wonders, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Lord, if they have committed any sins or done anything that you're not pleased with, Lord, be merciful and have compassion. Oh, my God, and forgive them in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God, and look on the bereaved families today. Oh, my God, we pray that you will give them comfort, oh, Lord, that you will be close to them, oh, and uphold them, my God, and help them during this time of sorrow. Oh, Lord God, lift the heaviness, and, Lord God, take away the pain of their heart that they're feeling, oh, Lord Jesus, and let them know that they are not alone. You are there to support them and to carry them through. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for our church family, Lord, that you will ever help us and take us through, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, give us comfort. Oh, God, I remember Missionary Desi. Oh, Lord, be with her and take her through, God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and the Johnson family, Lord. We pray, God, that you will save in the family, that you will help them during this time. is my God. Let your angels encamp all around them, and Lord, help them while they're going through this difficult time in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for blessing us. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done,
you.
Lord, and we ask you to please remember us and to continue to bless this ministry, Lord, and every listener, my God. Let a special blessing come upon them and overtake them. Oh, Lord God, you sent forth your word, and we believe you, my God, and we're taking you at your word. For we know, Lord, that your word will prosper in the thing whereto you sent it, Lord, that it will accomplish whatever you please. Thank you, Lord, for the saving of souls, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh Lord, for deliverance today. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for our miracles. And Lord, we thank you in advance for the things that you're about to do in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. And now, oh God, we ask you to help us, Lord. Help us to lay up treasures in heaven and not on the earth. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that stirring word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen and for that anointed prayer. She preached under the preached and prayed under the anointing, talking about treasures in heaven, souls. Because wherever our treasure is, that's where our heart is going to be. And if we lay up our treasures in heaven, then heaven is where our hearts will be. And that's what we want. We don't want our hearts to be on the things of this world, because we won't make it to heaven like that. Truly a very beautiful word that was spoken today. I want to go ahead and give the ministers and evangelists an opportunity to have remarks, starting with Evangelist Maybell. Edmund, God bless you, Evangelist May. Amen. Are you on mute, Evangelist? Clergy, you're on. You are certainly welcome to have remarks. I know sometimes these phones don't act the way we want them to act. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for Evangelist Maybell. I know she was on. And like I said, sometimes our phone has technical difficulties, but we thank God for her and all the other ministers, all the other evangelists who are praying, maybe listening, you know, and not just the ministers and evangelists, but all those who are praying and listening to the word of God and for the people of God. And we'll continue to pray for the bereaved families and all the people of God on the prayer on our prayer list. And I encourage you all just to keep your mind on Jesus and let your treasures be in heaven and make sure your heart is in the right place. And then this time we'll turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Honey. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks and also the encouraging words. We just thank the Lord also for Evangelist May. We know she was on earlier, but as stated, sometimes we run into some technical difficulties, but that doesn't mean that it stops the work of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all of you, for your continued support, for your prayers. And we are just so grateful for how God continues to bless us. And so we ask that you will continue to keep us in your prayers. Praise the Lord. And if at any time, anyone who's listening to the broadcast, if the Lord should lay something on your heart, feel free to share it, that song, to the glory of God. Because, you know, God wants us to come before his presence with singing. You don't have to have what they call a professional voice or anything like that, but if it's something that you want to do for God, this is a song that you want to render to the Lord, then feel free to sing to the glory of God. And you will be amazed at how God would bless you. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know why I'm saying all this, but God knows all things. And I know sometimes people, you may not feel like singing. You may not feel like praising the Lord at the moment. But if you can press your way and overcome those feelings, amen, God will bless you in a great way. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God once again for the broadcast. I want to encourage you to take the word of God in. And we look forward to you tuning in. Ask that you will join us at our next broadcast. Praise the Lord. And I don't know if Venice may have gotten cut off, if she was able to get back in. So at this time, Venice May, are you back on?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I thank God. Thank God for the beautiful word of God, powerful word of God. I thank God because all you have to do is receive that word, and God will do just what he said he would do. You can come to Jesus regardless of what kind of condition you may be in. Jesus can fix it all. I just thank God for the word of God. Don't build your treasures down here. Because if you do, you building them up in your home or on your job or wherever, that's where the moth is going to come in and eat it up. So build your hopes where the treasure, that love, peace, and all of this, when you get to be with the Lord, everything will be all right. I just thank God for that beautiful message. The word of God is right and it's good. It's a stronghold in a day of trouble. So take the word of God in. And thank you, Dennis. I mean, God bless you. I enjoyed the word. Keep preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words and remarks coming through Evangelist May. And when she said that, something came to mind. Just imagine building up and putting all your treasures down here and then dying and leaving them all behind. And then you have nothing.
All right. Right.
You have nothing.
Somebody
in the, just like the young man, he chose his earth, take none of that with him.
Oh,
don't lay nothing up down here because you certainly can't take it with you when you go. Praise God.
Amen.
So we thank God for all things. Praise the Lord. We thank you for your patience. And at this time, if there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. And again, as stated, we look forward to you joining us at our next broadcast, Friday evening at 7 p.m. Until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Bless you and good night.